This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 394 for Monday, May 15th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was on the rise on Monday, receiving spillover from other markets, while hot and dry weather was forecast for the prairies. Chicago soil and European rapeseed were higher, while Malaysian palm oil was lower. Crude oil was up more than $1 US per barrel, despite fears over a possible recession. The Canadian dollar was up one-third of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The July canola contract was up $17.90 per ton at $730.80, while the November canola contract was up $14.30 per ton at $704.90. In the US, corn, soybeans, and wheat all rallied as dry conditions permeated across the country. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported in its monthly supply-demand estimates on Friday that its old crop corn carryout projection was 1.417 billion bushels. New crop production was estimated at 15.27 billion bushels, while ending stocks were projected at 2.22 billion. Brazil's corn production forecast was up 5 million tons at 130 million, while Argentina's was unchanged at 37 million. Global stocks for old crop corn were 297 million tons, while those for new crop corn were 313 million. In the U.S., 1.17 million tons of corn were shipped during the week ended May 11th, up 20% from last week and up 11% from the same week last year. The July corn contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.93. The USDA reported old crop soybean ending stocks at 215 million bushels. As for new crop, production was projected at 4.51 billion bushels, while carryout is expected to be 335 million. The USDA also raised Brazil's production estimate by 1 million tons to 155 million, while Argentina stayed put at 27 million. Global carryout is expected to be 101 million tons for old crop and 122.5 million for new crop. Nearly 148,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the week ended May 11th, down from 400,000 last week and down from 800,000 from the same week 1 year ago. Members of the National Oilseeds Processors Association crushed 173.23 million bushels of soybeans in April, a record crush for the month, but down 6.8% from March. Soy oil stocks were reported at 1.957 billion pounds. The July soybean contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.01. The new crop U.S. wheat carryout is expected to be 556 million bushels, down 42 million from old crop, according to the USDA. Production for new crop is set at 1.659 billion bushels, 9 million more than old crop. Global wheat ending stocks for new crop are expected to be 264.3 million tons, down less than 2 million from the year before. Today marks the start of the hard winter wheat quality tour after the USDA projected 514 million bushels of new hard red winter wheat crop production. The USDA also reported that more than 242,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped for the week ended May 11th, 18,000 higher than last week, but down 107,000 tons from the same week last year. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.61. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 21 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.98. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 26 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.72. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, May 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.